Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Rev Tov, Rev Tov. Yes, I. Good evening here on the second day of the Shabuah here for the Mondays podcast right here, 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 Ministry Mondays. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is thee, Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Yes, yes, yes. Here, here, the Mondays podcast, and this is what is said from the liturgy of His Majesty Kadase right here. On the days Monday to Friday, from the second to the sixth day of the Shabuah, here, here, here.
Andenya, kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch, kazawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin. Kavrit beta Christian. Gidda gdaochish lepazion in kwe etegeturnacho. Salam lanchi yehun inatachin. Kavrit beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Stretching forth the hands
Princess shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
We hear the evening psalm for the second day. The evening psalm, Psalm 48, here on the Bower Dub. Yes, sir. Chant I.
Rastafari. Africa is a must. So no matter what now, cause.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever. Guide, forever.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livne Kora. Gadol Adonai Umehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kocho. Yefenof Mesos Kol Haaret, Har Tzion Yartete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Kihine HaMelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכליך. כשמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על כתבי ארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שבו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Be fulfilled without having the royal Amharic. So let's ride up with the Amharic for the evening psalm, the standing psalm for the evening psalm for the second day of the week, the second day of the strong. Here for the Monday podcast, here the royal Amharic.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter post now, of course, you have to jump on this about Zion Bond, right?
Right?
Do it!
مزمور 47 بقنف 48 بهولتنيا سنبت يقوري لجوج يمسغانا مزمور اغيابهر تلق نو باملاكاتين كتما بتقدسو ترارا مسغاناو بزو نو بسمين وغن بملكام سفرا يقوما يمدر هولو دسا يصيون ترارا نو ارسوم يتلقو نغوس كتما نو እግዚአብሔር ባዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል። እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል። እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ፣ ደነገጡ፣ ታወቁ። መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው። በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለ። እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየ። በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጸናታል። አምላክ ሆይ በአሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበል። አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው። ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት። አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው፣ የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ። ጽዮንን ክበቧት፣ በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ፣ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ፣ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ። አዳራሿን አስቡ፣ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው፣ እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል።
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled, they passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever. Guide.
Move out of Babylon. to Mount Zion. Yes, I'm going to Zion, to Zion. I'm going to Mount Zion, where a righteous man shall be.
continuing with the evening psalm, Psalm 48. One more Zion tune right here. We have the 50th sabbatical study. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 89. First psalm for this is Shavuot here with Psalm 13, so we have time. Hopefully we can touch on this and that. But right here, 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 Aswad, Zion. Yes, sir. Yes, I, Zion. So here, here, here for the second day second day of the seven here for the Monday. The Monday podcast, second day of the Shavuot. So we had Psalm 13 this season, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, so the first day, Sunday. Here we have the corresponding sabbatical study, the manna, the angel's bread here at the 50th, Ki Tabo, also said as Ki Tavo. Now, it's very interesting here. For today's psalm, we have Psalm 89. Was in a little iditation on the Amen. We say it as Amen. Some say it as Amen. But what are the correct ways of saying Amen? And what does Amen mean? Here in today's daily psalm, it's very, very interesting because it's a long psalm, but it's an important psalm. And here we're going to touch on the Amen and what are the rules. According to the precepts, according to the examples, according to the tribe of the Amen. Now, some would say it as Amen. Amen, that's the Western Gentile way, counterfeit Christianity. That's the way that many of us have been made to be, i.e., we say Amen. But the true pronunciation, Amen. Some of the European Yehudi Jews, Eastern European, they say Amen, almost sound like Omen, Amen. The Sephardics, they say it more like I Afro-Semitically as Amen, Amen, Amen. So what are the rules? What does it mean? And why is it said? And also, when is it said? Here in today's daily psalm, Psalm 89, we have it twice at the end of the psalm. So question, why is that? Why do we have Amen in some areas in the scriptures twice? One thing you'll note and should note is that whenever a book of the Psalms is complete, there are five books, the Psalter, the Book of Psalms. The Book of Psalms is divided into five books in the ancient tribe. So there's like five books of Psalms, book one, book two, book three. And here, Psalm 89, we are actually completing book three of the Psalms. So with Psalm 90 begins book four of the Psalter or the book of Psalms. At the fulfillment, where it says Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Baruch Yahuwah, Le'olam, Amen, we'amen, Amen, we'amen. Now, the pointing and how it's said is very significant. There is a difference between the Amen and Amen. Now, of course, we know Abba Father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. He winks at the times of disobedience and ignorance, you know, where ones may not know. You know, and they have said it in true faith. He knows the hearts. But here, give us a teaching of His Majesty. According to the Royal Amharic and Ethiopically, it's pointed in the same way as we have the Nikudot here in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalter. Amen. It's not A. See, A, we learned this from the so-called English, A, B, C. But that letter is A. Amen. So not Amen, but Amen. Not Amen, but Amen. We're going to write up a little bit more right here. But let's share out some of the slices of bread right here. What do we mean? Well, the sabbatical study, right? We have the first day of the Shavuot, which is called Sunday. And then we have the second day here, the Sheni, which is called Monday. So let's share some bread.
Yeah! Christ feed the multitude, the only one loaf of bread. Poor people, there is something for you. Don't let the pressures of the system get upon your head. Poor people, there is something for you.
sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
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 Shabbat strong.
So here, let's touch on the first and the second Aliyot, first and second, we could say sections of the reading. So the Torah reading and feeding, there's like a reading, like they chant a psalm a day, read a chapter a day, go up in the Aliyah a day. So here for the first and the second, first day one. Yes, I.
And here, Shema Yisrael. Here, give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear. Oh, Yisrael, here for the noon parsha. This Torah portion reading and feeding for Ki Tabo,
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 Tabo. Here, Shema Yisrael, give ear here for the Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, the Torah portion reading and feeding, this manna. Here, picking up the fifth book of Moshe. The Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 26. Here for Shabbat Ki Tabo, Sabbath when thou come in, when thou art come in. Here, Shema Yisrael, here give ear for the Rishon, for the first reading, the Rishon, Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. Here for the first offering up offering here for this Shabbat Ki Tabo. Beshem Ha'av Wehabin Weruach HaKadosh Yahweh Echad. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, He who be, we be, the One. Wehaya Ki Tabo Il Ha'aretz Asher Yahweh Elohecha Noten Lecha Nachla Weyarishtaha Weshavtah Bah. Here, for the Rishon, for the first reading, the first up offering for this Shabbat Ki Tabo, Sabbath when thou come in. Here, picking up with Deuteronomy chapter 26, the Law HaTorah, direction, instruction of the offering of first fruits. Compare, contrast, Exodus chapter 23, verses 16 to verse 19. Here for the Rishon, for the first reading, the first offering up offering for Parshat Ki Tabo. Wehaya Ki Tabo Illa Ha'aretz Asheri Yahweh Eloheka Notena Leka Nachla. And it shall be with Haya when thou art come in Ki Tavo to the land which Yahuwah Eloheka giveth thee, I for an inheritance. With Haya Ki Tavo Il Haaretz Asher Yahuwah Eloheka Notena Leka Nachla. And possessest it, possessest her. We are Rishataha, and dwellest therein, and dwellest in her. We Yashavatah Baha, that thou shall take of the first of all the fruit of the earth, which thou shalt bring of thy land, that Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the Elohim giveth thee, I, and shall put it in a basket, and shalt go to the place Hamakom, which Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the Elohim shall choose to place place his name there. And thou shalt go to HaKohen, to the Kohen, the priest, that shall be in those days, and say to him, I profess this day, La Yahuwah Eloheka, to Jehovah the I Elohim, that I am come to the country which Yahuwah swear to our patriarchs, to our fathers, for to give us. And HaKohen shall take the basket out of thine hand and set it down before the altar, the Mizbeach of Yahuwah Eloheka, of Jehovah the I Elohim. And thou shalt speak and say, Lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka, before Jehovah the I Elohim, a Syrian ready to perish was my father Avi, and he went down into Mitzrayimah, into Kemet, into Egypt, and sojourned there with a few, and became there a nation great, mighty, and populous. And the Egyptians evil entreated us, I, and afflicted us, I, and laid upon us, I, hard bondage. And when we cried, La Yahuwah Elohe Avotenu, we cried to Jehovah, the Elohim of I, fathers, I, patriarchs, Yahuwah, Jehovah, heard our voice and looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression, our I, downpression. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, brought us, I, forth, me, Mitzrayim, out of Kemet, out of Egypt, with a mighty hand, and with an outstretched arm, and with great terribleness, and with signs, and with wonders. And he hath brought I, brought us into this place, and hath given I, given us this land, even a land that floweth with milk and honey. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land which thou, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, hast given me, hast given I. And thou shalt set it, Lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka, before Jehovah the I Elohim, and worship, Lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka, before Jehovah the I Elohim. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which Yahuwah Eloheka, which Jehovah the I Elohim hath given to thee, I, and to thine house, thine bait, thou and Halevi, the Levite, and the stranger that is among you, you.
Yes, 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 read, go up in the Aliyah, each of the seven readings, in other words, reading for the Shabuah, for the strong, the Shabuah from Shabbat, signifying seven. The Shabuah is what's called the week, right? I and Rastafari call it strong, keeping in Yahweh, truth and life. So that's the first reading. So we can read Aliyah. Aliyah means a going up. Going up to read, going up, like going up before the king, right, to present the word sound. So here, the first, and we also have the second coming forward, but on the Amen, let's touch on the Amen, and we pronounce it according to the ancient Ethiopic, the pure Shemitic in the biblical Hebrew, Amen, not Amen. Amen is someone else, you know, but the Amen. The Amen. What is the Amen? So hear.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Well, first of all, it's important because from Debarim, ancient pointing, Debarim, the words in modern Hebrew, Devarim, which signifies Deuteronomy, the fifth book of Moses. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, it reads, Shema, when speaking to an individual male or speaking to all the mandem of Israel as one man, speaking to Israel as one corporate body. Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad. Among modern Hebrews and Jews especially, we had taught them basically to have a deference to the Yod Hey Weh Hey, to the Hashem. Therefore, they will say, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Because from the ancient times, it was only like the priests during certain services that would enunciate the Hashem, the Yahweh, Yod Hey Weh. So here from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, hear, O Israel, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, hear, O Israel, Yahweh, Jehovah, he who be who he be, Eloheinu, Eloheinu, he who be who he be, our power, Eloheinu, Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Echad, the one is one. So the Shema, first as a Shema, the Shema is not a prayer in the ordinary sense of the word prayer. But for thousands of years, it has been an integral part of the prayer service, the tefillah service, the Hebrew tzelot service. The Shema, Shema in the Hebrew, Bamarinya and Amharic would say Sima. The Shema is the declaration of a Muna, of faithfulness of the faith, the admittance. A pledge of allegiance to Elohim Ahad, to Ahadu Amlak, to the one power, the one source, the one true God. An affirmation of the Yehudi, affirmation of all Yisrael, of Jah people, of all of Israel. It is the first, quote, prayer, end quote, that children are taught to say, Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad. It is the last utterance of the martyrs, the last utterance of those who bear witness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be the name. It is said on arising in the morning, rising up in the morning, and going to sleep, going to bed at night. It is said when one is praising Ha'el, the power, Ha'el, Ha'elahim. And when one is pleading, asking, begging him. The faithful of Jah people, the Yehudi says it, even when questioning him. The Shema is said when our lives, our liberty is full of hope, expectation, and it is said when all hope, all tikwa, all tesla, expectation is gone, and the end is or seems to be near. Whether in moments of joy or pain or despair, in thankfulness or in resignation, it is the expression of Jah people's conviction. The historic proclamation of Yehudinet, of Judaism, the central creed. Now, there is the obligation to recite the Shema is independent of the obligation to pray. It is spelled out in the ensuing verse, this verse here that reads, and these words that I command you this day, talk of them when you lay down and when you rise up. This was interpreted and is interpreted to mean at night and in the morning. In addition to the prescribed recitation of the Shema as part of the morning and the evening service, the importance of the Shema, the hear, is emphasized by the reappearance of the verse throughout other parts of the Avodah, the service, the Ivine service, the liturgy. I find the Shema in the early morning Berakot, blessings, on Shabbat and festivals. It is said in the Kedusha, in the islandness, the holiness, the Kedusha, Kedusana, of the Musaf, Amidah, of the additional standing prayer, and when HaTorah, when the Torah is taken out of HaAron, out of the Aron, out of the Tabot, out of the Ark. On Rosh Hashanah, on the head of the year, the New Year's, the Lunar New Year's Day, which corresponds to the fifth of the seven feasts of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, known as Yom Teruah, the day of the blasting, the day of trumpets. On Rosh Hashanah, it is part of the Musaf Amidah, the additional standing prayer, and on Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement. It marks the conclusion of the day. It climaxes the seventh and last circling of the Bima. The Bima, like the altar, the Bima, during the Hoshanot, prayers on Hoshana Rabbah, on the great Hoshana, Hosanna. It is said as part of a bedtime prayer and as part of the deathbed confessional. It was a view of Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, of Rabbi Judah, the president Hanasi, the prince, compiler of the Mishnah, that HaTorah, Jah's direction, instruction, it enjoins us, I and I, to recite only this one verse. Others, however, were of the opinion that HaTorah, the Torah's obligation, emphasizes much more, enough more than that. Yet, they differ on how much more. Whatever the case, three passages are now said in the mornings and evenings to fulfill the mitzvah. Mitzvah, some say, ancient pointing mitzvah. Mitzvah, commandment of saying Shema, saying hear. The first passage is a continuation of the Shema verse that we have in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. It is from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5 to 9, and begins with the word, we'ahavta, which is said in modern Hebrew as ve'ahavta. Ve'ahavta, modern Hebrew, ancient pointing, we'ahavta. That means, and with ahabta, you shall love, and the I, male, shall love. With ahabta, and the I shall love. The second passage is from Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 13 to 21. And it begins with the words, wahaya, with and haya, and it shall be. Modern Hebrew, they say as vihaya, the ancient Afro-Semitic pointing, wi, haya, and it shall be, it shall become. The third passage is from Numbers, chapter 15, verses 37 to 41, and begins with the words, wayomer Yahuwah, and said, he who be, who he be. In modern Hebrew and among modern Jews, it is enunciated instead as Vayomer Adonai, from the ancient pointing, and in the scripture properly said, Vayomer Yahuwah. And he said, he who be, who he be, to say, and Jehovah spoke. The readings of all three passages in this order is called the Kiryat Shema, the reading, Kiryat, the calling, reading out, calling out of the hearing. in some of the Yehudi circles, such as some of the European Jewish circles, the Ashkenazic pronunciation, they call it Kiryas, Kiryas Shema, because it seems as though, based on maybe some their mother tongue, that the T at the end. So when we say Shabbat, some say Shavos, or Shavos, Shavos. There's a slight slur, it seems. In colloquialism, the two words are frequently run together, so the pronunciation is somewhat corrupted, and it sounds like Krishma, Krishma. So when they say it, Kriyas, Kriyas, Shema together, Krishma. But the proper pronunciation is Kiryat Shema, Kiryat Shema. The Shema was once read as part of the ancient Heikal, the ancient temple Aboda, the ancient temple service. All three paragraphs were then recited aloud by HaKohanim, by the priests, following the daily offering, what's known as the Tamid, the continual itinual offering, Zoweter. The people assemble in HaHeikal, in the temple, the Hatzerot, the courtyard, did not join in this reading, but on hearing the first sentence of the Shema, they responded. The response was not Amen, but was Baruch Shem Kabod Malkuto Le Olam Waed. Blessed is the name of his glorious majesty forever and ever. Baruch Shem Kabod Malkuto Le Olam Waed. Modern Hebrew, Baruch Shem Kavod Malkuto Le Olam Vaed. Ancient pointing, Baruch Shem, bless the name, Kabod, 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 glorious Malkuto, his kingdom, his majestic government, his kingdom, Le Olam Waed, for the worlds without end, forever, the idea of forever and ever. The response is not a quotation of any biblical verse, though it bears some similarities to a verse in Psalm 72, verse 19. This response was first used by the people upon hearing the Tetragrammaton, upon hearing the Hashem, upon hearing the Yahweh, 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 uttered by the Kohen Gadol, uttered by the high priest in the Heikal, the temple, on Yom HaKippurim, on the Day of Atonement. They would then prostrate themselves and say, blessed is the name of his glorious majesty forever and ever. Baruch Shem Kavod Malkuto Leolam Waed. The Hebrew response is simple, Eitiful, beautiful, and moving. This became the response to all Berkot, to all the blessings recited by HaKohanim, by the priests in HaHeikal, in the temple, including the priestly Braka, the priestly blessing that we have in Numbers chapter 6, the Nazarite chapter near the end. It was used in lieu or instead of Amen. It was also the response to the declaration, Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Ahad, Hear, Israel, Jehovah, our power, Jehovah the One. This response was later transferred to the Hebrew church. So it's a Hebrew church. In the Greek, it's called synagogue, from seen, mean together, and agaga, mean to gather. Bamarinya and Nemhark, the Mikurab, and also known as the Knesset or the Kahal, the assembly, as a standard part of the Shema, to indicate that this sentence is not part of the biblical passage of the Shema, it is customary to say it in a more subdued voice than the rest of the Shema. The only exception to this is on Yom HaKippurim, is on the Day of the Atonement. Often people call it Yom Kippur, but that is not scripturally, biblically correct. It's a shortened version, but it takes away by the shortening. In the Bible, in the scripts, in the Hebrew, it's Yom HaKippurim, which means the Day of the Atonement, HaKippurim. Yom Kippur means the Day of a Atonement, while Yom HaKippurim means the Day of the Atonement, to say the Day of the Coverings. So the multiple coverings for all of Yisrael and for each of us, our many ukaris being covered or atoned for. So the only exception to this is on Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement, when it is deliberately said aloud. There's a Eitefel Agadah, like a homily that explains the origin of the response and the tribe's tradition of saying it quietly. The Agadah, the homily, the narrative, ascribes it to the patriarch Yaakov, the patriarch Jacob, also known as Yisrael, as Israel, who gasped this response, it is said, on his deathbed, when he was assured by his 12 sons, who were then gathered about him, that they too, amen, ma'amin, ma'amin, admitted as true in Elohim Ahad, in the one power, and would carry on the emuna, carry on the haimanot, carry on the living faith. It is said quietly to symbolize Yaakov having said it quietly out of the weakness of his old age and his earthly experience. One should also take note of three small words that always appear in the Siddur, in the prayer books, just before the Shema. What are these three words? These three words are El, Melech, Neh, Aman. El, Melech, Neh, Aman. El, power, the power. Hayel, Hayel, might, power. El, the power, true good, true God. Melech, Melech, king. Neh, Aman, faithful. El, the power, the faithful king. These words are not said when one is praying with a congregation. So it's noted that these three words, El Melech Neaman, El Power, Faithful King, are not said when one is praying with an aggregation. Hebraically, this is to say with ten men, 10 properly Torah observant mandem. So outside of the temple worship, from ancient days after the temple was torn down, it was said that if 10 men who are scholars of Torah and Torah observant come together, it is likened to the tabernacle and temple worship. Otherwise, one is basically praying in the twos and threes or alone. So these words, El Melech Neaman, El Faithful King, are not said when one is praying for congregation with 10, aggregation, 10 or more. They are said only when praying alone. The first letters of these words, El, the Aleph, Melech, the Mim, and Nun, the N, these three first letters of these three words spell out Amen. Spell out Amen. And the reason it is said for adding these three words to the Shema is to bring the number of words in the Shema up to 248. And 248, that number symbolizes the proverbial 248 parts of the human body. Thus, like this, indicating that the worshiper livicates his or her entire body to the service of Hailahim, of the power, the true good, the true God. When praying with a aggregation, a Tehillah, it is the prayer leader who brings the number of words in the Shema up to 248. He does this by saying aloud the last two words of the Shema. Adonai Elohekem, Yahuwah Elohekem, He who be, Yo Power. with the first word of the next bracha, the next blessing, and the first word is amet. Amet, also emet, like we have emet till. Amet, emet means truth, true. In this way, the conclusion of the Shema is made to parallel the verse in Jeremiah, the verse in Jeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah 10:10. And that verse, Jehovah, the power, is true. Jehovah, the power, is true. So right here, just a couple of touches or links with the Amen as it's connected with the Shema, and to bring out a more fuller response to that particular audio right there. The Tetragrammaton, as we referred to, the four letters, the Y, the H, the W, the H, is the name of Elohim, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true power, Ha Elohim, spelt out by four Hebrew letters, the Yah, the Ha, the Wa, the Ha, or the letters known as the Yod, the He, the Yahweh, and the He, Yahweh. It was never said to be pronounced as written except by HaKohanim, by the priest in HaHekal in the temple. In prayer, many of us would read, and Jews and Yehudi faithful observers would read it as Adonai, which means master, sovereign, or in the translation, quote, Lord, end quote. When we are not in prayer, it is often customary to read it as Hashem, as Hashem. So when we refer to Yahweh, hey, he who be who he be, we refer to him as Hashem, which means the name. An interesting note is one of the titles of the King Messiah, Kanamawi Haile Selassie, is Siyume Egeziabihar. And in the ancient Guttas, that would be pronounced as Shiyum, Shum, Shem, Shiyume Egziyariya, the elect of the sustainer, the name of the power. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
Strong.
The only one loaf of bread, poor people, there is something for you. Don't let the pressures of the system get up on your head. Poor people, there is something for you.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai
Echad. And we're here for the second day, the second Aliyah, the second up offering, the second reading right here.
And here, Shema Yisrael, give ear, O Yisrael, hear for the Sheni, Aliyah, the Sheni Aliyah for the second reading, the second up offering up here for this Shabbat Ki Tavo, Sabbath, when thou art come in. Here, picking up with the fifth book of Moses, the Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, here at Deuteronomy chapter 26 at verse 12. For the Sheni Aliyah, for the second up offering, offering up, the second reading, for this Shabbat Kitabo, 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 Kitabo. Ki tekale la eser et kola ma esar te boateka pashana ha shelishita shenata ha ma eser we natata la lewi la gir la yatom we la almana we aklu bishareka we save save when thou hast made an end of tithing all the tithes of thine increase the third year. Ki tekale la eser et kola ma esar te bu ateka ba shana ha shali eshita shenat ha ma eser. And has given it to the Lewi, Halewi, the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow. We natata la Lewi la gera la yatoma, we la almana, that they may eat within thy gates and be filled with akalu bishareka with sabe. Then thou shalt say, listen to Yahuwah Eloheka before Jehovah, the I Elohim. I have brought away the hollow, the set apart things out of my bait, and also have given them to Halawi, the Levite, and to the stranger, to the fatherless, and to the widow, according to all thy commandments which thou hast commanded me, commanded I. I have not transgressed thy commandments, neither have I forgotten them. I have not eaten thereof in my mourning, neither have I taken away aught thereof for any unclean use, nor given aught thereof for the dead, but I have hearkened to the voice of Yahweh Hai Jehovah Hailei, and have done according to all that thou hast commanded me, commanded I. Look down from thy holy, thy Isla habitation from heaven, and bless Amika, Yisrael, thy people, and the land which thou hast given us, Ainai, as thou swearest to Abodenu, Ainai, fathers, Ainai, patriarchs, a land that floweth with milk and honey. La eser et kola ma isara te boateka bashana ha shelishita shinata ha ma iser we na ta la 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 iser et kola ma isara te boateka bashana ha shelishita shinata ha ma iser we na tata la lewi la guerra la yatom we la almana we aklu bisha areka we saveu when thou hast made an end of tithing all the tithes of thine increase the third year. Ki tekale la iser et kola ma isar te bu ateka ba shana ha shili shita shinat ha ma iser. And has given it to the Lewi, Halewi, the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow. We natata la Lewi la guerra la yatoma, we la almana, that they may eat within thy gates and be filled with akalu bishareka with saveu. Then thou shalt say, listen to Yahuwah Eloheka before Jehovah the I Elohim. I have brought away the hollow, the set apart things out of my bait, and also have given them to Halawi, the Levite, and to the stranger, to the fatherless, and to the widow, according to all thy commandments which thou hast commanded me, commanded I. I have not transgressed thy commandments, neither have I forgotten them. I have not eaten thereof in my mourning, neither have I taken away aught thereof for any unclean use, nor given aught thereof for the dead, but I have hearkened to the voice of Yahuwah Elohai, Jehovah Hailei, and have done according to all that thou hast commanded me, commanded I. Look down from thy holy, thy Isla habitation from heaven, and bless Amika Yisrael, thy people Yisrael, and the land which thou hast given us, Ainai, as thou swearest to Abodenu, Ainai, fathers, Ainai, patriarchs, a land that floweth with milk and honey. Ki tekale la iser et kola ma isar te boateka bashana ha shelishita shinata ha ma iser we na tata la lewi la guerra la yatom we la almana we aklu bishareka we saveu ki tikale la iser et kola ma isara te wateka Bashana Hashilishita Shinat Ha-ma eser we natata la lewi la ger la yatom we la almana we akulua bisha areka we save when thou hast made an end of tithing all the tithe of thine increase in the third year. Kia te kale la isere et kola ma isara te buateka bashana hashlishita shinata hama isere and has given it to the Levite Lewi we natata la Lewi to the stranger la guerra to the fatherless la yatom to the widow we la almana that they may eat within thy gates we akalua bisha areka and be satisfied with Sabe'u. In the third year, the tithe of the produce of the third year, the year of tithing, the third in the cycle of 7 years in which a special tithe was to be given to the poor, that they be satisfied. Ki tikale la esere et kola ma esara tibuateka bashana hashlishita shinata hama esera we natata lelewia la gera la yatoma we la almana we akalua bisha areka we save uwa.
The tithe, it says third year, but I saw the pastors and preachers, they say like when you get your paycheck. So what is a tithe according to the scripture? How many tithes are there? There's one tithe. When? Is it every week? Is it going to give a tithe every week? Is it based on a paycheck? And in studying this, we can learn a lot about law. Why you hear someone say kind of correctly that regular folks wasn't really supposed to pay income taxes. And this is not giving you tax advice, you know, what you're supposed to do while you're coming out of this Babylon. But income is based on what come in from the field, what come in from the field. We'll get into this when we hear about tithes, but just to, you know, put a mark on this to study here in this Torah reading and feeding concerning tithes. How many tithes were there? When were they supposed to be given? And most importantly, by who were they supposed to be given? Do you know that there was a particular tithe where the people themselves, the one who owned the land or received the land by being descended from Yisrael, Yaakov, Jacob, Israel, they eat of that tithe. So it's not really given to the priest, but they eat of that before Lifnei Yahuwah, did you know? So people have this idea of tithes in this Western Gentile mind, but it's very, very interesting to see what Jah had in mind as opposed to what men and people say concerning the tithes. Here, this Torah reading and feeding, first and second, Aliyot right here. Just a word right here. Yes, I. Good thing.
I close my eyes and give praise to me. whatever you have done. Thank you for whatever you have done. Thank you, my brethren, for all your contributions.
This discipleship radio broadcast has been made possible by donations from audience and listeners like you. Give thanks. Thank you very much, Miss Ghana.
Thank you, whatever you have done. Thank you, whatever you have done. Thank you, whatever you have done.
For the first day, Psalm 13, just to give a look, we'll hear, 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 Psalm 13, and to write it with more, hear, 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 on today's daily psalm, Psalm 89. So the psalm for the first day, Psalm 13, and it's seen from despair to hope, despair to hope. And this is one of those stormy occasions in Dawid and the well-beloved's life. He says, mine enemy is again prominent. And this enemy, who Dawid calls mine enemy, is no doubt Shaul, is no doubt Old Testament Saul. Some take the speaker to be Yisrael, Israel, all ones and ones as one mind, suffering down oppression under them neighbors, I and our neighbors. But the personal interpretation is generally preferred by many of the modern commentators on the first day psalm in this Shavuah, which would be the first day Sunday, the Ehud psalm, here, here, here. The trials that Dawid had to endure, that the well-beloved had to and has to endure at this particular king, King Saul's hand, were long drawn out, long, long, long time, going through that back and forth with Shaul and his. And he is, Dawid is downcast. The well-beloved is downcast at the delay in the coming of Yeshua to salvation, victory. Under the strain of anxiety, the cry, hear, 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 Adana, 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 how long bursts from his lips. But it is stilled by the tikwa, by the hope, the expectation, b'marinyan l'mhark, the tesva, the hope, the expectation that surges in his heart. Heartically, hear, 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 reflecting on the psalm for the first year of this seven of this Shavuah.
מזמור י"ג למנצח מזמור לדוד. עד אנה אדוני תשכחני נצח? עד אנה תסתיר את פניך ממני? עד אנה אשית עצות בנפשי, יגון בלבבי יומם, עד אנה ירום אויבי עליי. הביטה ענני אדוני אלוהי, האירה עיניי פן אישן המוות. פן יאמר אויבי יכולתיו, צרי יגילו כי אמות. ואני בחסדך ותחתי, יגל ליבי בשועתך. השיר על אדוני כי גמל על המל.
Psalm 50, Psalm 50, Psalm 50, Psalm 50, Psalm 50. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face? Psalm 50. Psalm 50, Psalm 50, Psalm 50. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face? Hide thy face, hide thy face, hide thy face, hide thy face. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever, 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 forever. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever. How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted? 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 How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully, 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 dealt bountifully.
Yes, yes, yes. First day Psalm here in the Shavua, Mizmor Yod Gimel Yod Gamel, Psalm 13, From Despair to Hope. We had a dub right there. That was a wolf dub. It's kind of interesting because Saul was a Benjamite, and their totem was the wolf. But, you know, a lot of times we have to really get into what the scripture is saying, because we hear sheep and we talk about sheeple and don't be no sheeple, and we're confusing the metaphors. Here we have Saul, the Benjamites, and we have David, you know, that shepherd, you know, of the sheep, and it's a brotherly sort of thing right here. But here, look at Rhema tune right here. What a 13 song.
In August, when I will start build it up, I'm going to get some vision from His Majesty. Sight His Majesty in a vision up there. So I'm going to build up the tower in the yard. That was my father used to hold a little spot there, 42 August, when he was doing garage work. Mm. Build a tower in it. Nice it up. And we have Selassie, we can't represent yourself with some idiot's name. Huh? You can't be a Rasta man of your name, Wolf. You know?
Whoa.
Nothing.
Put on the sheep them clothing,
not even nothing. Put on the sheep them clothing, but you're not even nothing. No.
Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travels this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
So here, just a little bit more. Let's touch on the Amharic of Psalm. It's little, but it's Talua small, right here, Psalm 13 in the Royal Amharic, first native speaker from the King of Kings Bible.
Mazmur 12 በቅንፍ 13 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ እስከ መቼ ፈጽመህ ትረሳኛለህ? እስከ መቼ ፊትህን ከኔ ትሰውራለህ? እስከ መቼ በነፍሴ እመካከራለሁ? ትካዜስ እስከ መቼ ሁልጊዜ ይሆናል? እስከ መቼ ጠላቴ በላዬ ይጓደዳል? አቤቱ አምላኬ እኝ ስማኝም ጠላቴ አሸነፍኩት እንዳይል የሚያስጨንቁኝም እኔ ብናወጥ ደስ እንዳይላቸው ለሞትም እንዳልተኛ አይኖቼን አብራ እኔ ግን በቸርነትህ ታመን ልቤም በመድኃኒትህ ደስ ይለዋል የረዳኝን እግዚአብሔርን አመሰግናለሁ ለልዑል እግዚአብሔር ስምም እዘምራለሁ
ለገሹን አገረሹ መመለስ ለገሹን ዘንጋሽ Ethiopia menage, you know, but who want the next verse with Amharic? But who want the next verse with Amharic?
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Shalom, or should we say, Salamta. Aina is telling greetings. May Jah give you health on I and I behalf. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Mezmor Asarasost, from the Mezmor Dawit, the Book of the Seven Seals, from the Metzhav Kedus, Book of the Seven Seals, the Psalms of David, from the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, we call the HSV, the Haile Selassie Version. Here we have today's daily psalm theme, Be Amlaku Yetamina Soa Betuta, Be Amlaku, Amlaku, His Source, His God, Be Amlaku, in His Source, in His God, Yetamina So, a faithful man, Yetamina, Ras Taman, Yetamina So, a faithful man's Abetuta, Abetuta, appeal, petition to I and I Father, the good Father, to the God and Father of I and I Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we have the superscription here, Lemezamran Alekaya Dawit Mezmor, to the chief musician, a psalm, a chant, an intonation of David. Yeah, Dawit Mezmor. So today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, after the order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 13. Mesama'ab, wa'welid, wa'menfes, kadus, ahadu, amlak, in the jemralen. We begin, kutar'ad. Adetu, iskameche, fetzme, teresanyale, iskameche, safitehin, kene, tisawale. How long wilt thou forget I? Abetu, I father, his father, O father of the house. Abetu, iskameche fetzme te resanyale, iskameche safitehin kane tisorale. Forever, how long wilt thou hide thy face from I? Will you completely forget me? Avetu, iskameche fetzme teresanyale, iskameche safitehin kane tisorale, iskameche benefse emekakaralo, tikaze sa iskameche hulgize yehona, iskameche pelate belaye yigwadedal. How long, iskameche, how long shall I take counsel in my soul? Iskameche, benefsei mekakaralo, having sorrow in my heart daily. Tekazisa iskameche hulgize yehonal. How long, How long is Kemeche? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Iskemeche, Elate, my hater. Iskemeche, Elate, Belaye, Yguadadal. Belaye, Yguadadal. Shall my enemy exalt over me? Abetu, Amlake, Iyenye, Samanyim, Elate, Ashenefahut, Indayil. Consider and hear me. Abetu, I father, his father, O father of the house. Amlaki, my source. Lighten mine eyes. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Interesting, that's coming up in the next verse. It's somewhat divided different here from the KJV. Here's the part where it says, Abitu, my father's father, oh father, Amlake, my source, Iyenye, Iyenye, see me, Samanyam, and hear me. Telate, mine enemy, my hater, Ashenefhut, Ashenefhut, I have won. Now, my enemy to say, and Dayil, don't let my enemy say, Telate, Ashenefhut, and Dayil, Yeniasach, and Kunyim, Inne, Benawet, Ades, and Dailacho, Lemotim, and Altenya, Ainochin, Abra, Ainochin, Abra, lest mine enemy, my hater, Telate, lest mine enemy say, Ashenefhut, and Dayil. So my enemy won't say, I have prevailed, I've won. And those that trouble I rejoice when I am moved. Yemiyasa chen kunyim, ine benawet des in dailacho. Lemotim in daltenya, ainochin avra. Avra. So here the construction of the order of the words. Here it says, for death, so I don't sleep for death. So I don't lay down to go to sleep for death, to death. Le motim and daltenya. Ainochin avra. Lighten mine eyes. Ainochin avra. But I have trusted in thy mercy. Enegin becharnetihi tamenhu. I have trusted in your chair, your generosity, charnet, in your goodness, in your generousness, your generositousness. Enegin becharnetihi tamenhu. Libem be medchanitih desilewa. My heart, libem. Lebeim, my heart, lebeim, be medchanitih, in your medchanit, in your salvation, in your saving, in your medicine, be medchanitih, desilewal, yeredanyin gziyavi harin amesegnalo, leloula gziyavi harsimim izemralo, I will sing to the sustainer, the good, the generous, Yeredanyin, the one who helps, assists, Gizyari, the sustainer, Amesegnal. I will give thanks, Lelula, Gizyari, Herasimim, and to the name of Gizyari, the sustainer, Most High, Lelula, Gizyari, Herasimim, to his name, Izemralo. And I will chant eyes, his eyes, his eyes, his eye to his name.
Let them mention, Jaja. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah,
Elect of himself, my tent and the rebel exhibit massacre on Yahweh in the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
መዝሙር 12 በቅንፍ 13 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ እስከ መቼ ፈጽመህ ትረሳኛለህ እስከ መቼ ፊትህን ከኔ ትሰውራለህ እስከ መቼ በነፍሴ እመካከራለሁ ትካዜስ እስከ መቼ ሁልጊዜ ይሆናል እስከ መቼ ጠላቴ በላዬ ይጓደዳል አቤቱ አምላኬ እኝ ስማኝም ጠላቴ አሸነፍኩት እንዳይል የሚያስጨንቁኝም እኔ ብናወጥ ደስ እንዳይላቸው ለሞትም እንዳልተኛ አይኖቼን አብራ እኔ ግን በቸርነትህ ታመን ልቤም በመድኃኒትህ ደስ ይለዋል የረዳኝን እግዚአብሔርን አመሰግናለሁ ለልዑል እግዚአብሔር ስምም እዘምራለሁ
And here today's psalm that was psalm for the first day right there here in the season psalm 13 Here the second day we have Psalm 89. And here, looking at the board right here, looking at the time we have, the live streaming, got about 12 minutes just to FYI since we begin a kind of half hour a little later right here. You have about 12 minutes or one-to-one to see together here right here. Here, let's write up today's Psalm, Psalm 89. Let's get an overview of Psalm 89 right here, just an overview. Psalm 89 here in the season. Psalm 89. The theme of Psalm 89, and it's a rather full iteration. It's a meditation, a national adversity, and with national adversaries, no doubt. Two divisions in today's daily psalm are clearly marked with the break at verse 38 in the KJV, corresponding in the Hebrew verse 39. The first section deals with the past in that the two attributes of Ha'elohim, of the power, the true good, the true God, what are the two attributes of he who be, who he be? Mercy and faithfulness were abundantly, nuff-nuffly demonstrated, manifested in his relationship with Yisrael, with all of Israel. In particular, the yea and the amen, the promise to Dawid, to David, that his throne would endure forever, for Iva is recalled. Then comes the second section. So if you look at the KJV, it'll be at verse 38. In the Hebrew, we have it at verse 39. So the first section here, the second section, has a disillumined, not much light. There's a dark picture here of the nation, Israel's vicissitudes and the overthrow of the kingdom. The what? The overthrow of the Malkut, the Menghis, the kingdom, the government, by a triumphant enemy. So glaring is the contrast between the yea and the amen of he who be, who he be, and the seeming frustration that the psalmist, here, it's a maskil of Etan Ha-Ezrahi, as in the Ezrahite, that the psalmist gives utterance to his perplexity in forceful language. And finally, praise that Ha-Elohim, the power, the might, Ha-Elohim will remember Amo, his people, in their adversity. The circumstances that points to the time, the Iowa of the national downfall, what happened in the history of Yisrael, even according to the scripts, the national downfall before the Babylonians and prior to the Babylonian exile. pointing here, here, here to today's daily psalm, Mizmor Pei Teit, Mizmor Fei Teit, Psalm 89, Psalm LXXXIX. Pay attention to the attributes of he who be, who he be, his midot. Who he be the merciful one. He be the faithful, the truthful, always faithful, always sure. So these two attributes of the power, mercy and faithfulness, being abundantly demonstrated in the relationship with Yisrael, with Amo, Yisrael, his people Israel, as well as the Davidic covenant, as well as the word sound that his throne would endure for Iva being recalled. And then we get the second section. What happened? What happened, Jah people? What happened? Here, here, here. Riding up right here, here, here. Calling, calling, calling. Full of this. It's very, very interesting. And links with the Amen. The Amen, not Amen, but Amen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here, here, here.
Someone has stolen away my good brethren,
Jerry
called
Dogged.
Jerry Dogged.
My brother Jerry Dogged.
From Greenwich Town.
They stole him away from I. Yeah.
Say me daddy don't have fun. Come and move me up. Me daddy don't have fun.
Psalm 89. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heaven. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant, thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations. Selah. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Thou hast a mighty arm. Strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Then thou spakest in vision to thy Holy One and said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgment, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever as the moon, and as a faithful witness in heaven. Selah. But thou hast cast off and abhorred, thou hast been wroth with thine anointed. Thou hast made void the covenant of thy servant. Thou hast profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. Thou hast broken down all his hedges. Thou hast brought his strongholds to ruin. All that pass by the way spoil him. He is a reproach to his neighbors. Thou hast set up the right hand of his adversaries. Thou hast made all his enemies to rejoice. Thou hast also turned the edge of his sword, and hast not made him to stand in the battle. Thou hast made his glory to cease, and cast his throne down to the ground. The days of his youth hast thou shortened. Thou hast covered him with shame. Selah. How long, Lord, wilt thou hide thyself forever? Shall thy wrath burn like fire? Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? What man is he that liveth and shall not see death? Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave? Selah. Lord, where are thy former loving kindnesses, which thou swearest unto David in thy truth? Remember, Lord, the reproach of thy servant, how I do bear in my bosom the reproach of all the mighty people, wherewith thine enemies have reproached, O Lord, wherewith they have reproached the footsteps of thine anointed. Blessed be the Lord forevermore. Amen, and 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 amen.
Psalm 89. Here's the final call right here. To call in, call in, call in.
Yes, call in, call in, call in. To hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full of full now. Now. Call in, call in, call in. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in, call in, call in, call in, call in, call in. To hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 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 On the replay.
Here, 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 my skill. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Peit 8, Mizmor Peit 8, Psalm 89. My skill, le etan, ha ezrahi, ha ezrahi. My skill of Ethan, the Ezrahite. My skill, le etan, ha ezrahi. These words are to be considered in the light and the illumination of the verse from Scripture that reads, even from Jeremiah, Jeremiah, Yirmeyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah 9:23. Ki'im abizota yitahalela ha mitahalela haskela we yadoa oti ki ani Yahuwa oseh seta mishpata uetzedaka ba'aret kia be'eil chafat ti nu'mi Yahuwa. But let him make him that glorious glory in this. Kiim bezota yita halela hamita halela. That he understandeth and knoweth me, understandeth and knoweth I. Haskela we yadoa oti. That he understandeth, haskel, and knoweth me, and knoweth I, that I am Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, who he be, who exercise mercy, justice, and righteousness in the earth. Ki ani Yahuwah, oseh chesed mishpat ha'utzedaka ba'aretz. When Eitan, the Ezrahite, when Eitan ha-Ezrahi said, I understand, hence, maskil le-Eitan ha-Ezrahi, maskil of Eitan, the Ezrahite, ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, replied, dost thou understand that, according to the words of Jeremiah 9:23, in these things I delight? Ki be'eile chafatzti, in these things I delight. Ki be'eile chafatzti. And that any man who would praise me, praise I, must praise I only with these things, with these things. Thus again, scripture says, even in the words of Hosea 6:6, for I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Ki chesed chafatzti v'lo zabach. For I desire mercy. Ki chesed chafatzti and not sacrifice. V'lo zabach. Eitan ha-Ezrahi, Ethan the Ezrahite, said to Ha'el, to Elohim, the true good, the true God, thou, the I, desires mercy, and I shall praise, I says the I, with mercy, as is said in Psalm 62:13. Also to the I, O Lord, belongeth mercy. Uleka Adonai Chesed, also to thee I. Uleka Adonai, O Adonai Chesed, also to the I, O Adonai, belongeth mercy. Uleka Adonai Chesed, and not with one mercy alone, but with many mercies. For as it is said, even in Isaiah 63:7, I will make mention of the mercies of the Lord. Chasdei Yahuwah Azkir, I will make mention of the mercies of Jehovah. Chasidei Yahuwah Azakir. Hence, here, even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Faith 8, Psalm 89, Hebraically, here, at verse 2, hence, I will sing of the mercies of Jehovah forever, for I've Chasidei Yahuwah Olam Ashirah. I will sing of the mercies of Jehovah forever, for I've Chasidei Yahuwah Olam Ashirah. For I have said, the world is built on mercy. In the very heavens thou, the eye, dost establish thy faithfulness. Ki amarti olam chesed yibane shamayim takin emunateka bahem. For I have said, ki amarti, forever, for I've olam is mercy built, olam chesed yibane. In the very heavens, Shamayim, thou dost establish, Takin, thy faithfulness, Emunateka Vahem. Not the heavens alone, not Shamayim alone. But the throne, thou dost establish, Takin, thy faithfulness, Emunateka Bahem. Not the heavens alone, not Shamayim alone, but the throne, too, is established on nothing. On no thing, on nothing, nothing other than mercy. As is said in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 16 and 5, and in mercy shall the throne be established. Wilhukan ba'chesed kisei, and in mercy shall the throne be established. Wihukan bachesed kisei. With what is kisei, is the throne, to be compared? With a throne that had four legs, one of which was short, so that he who sat upon the throne was shaken. Therefore, he took a pebble and propped up the throne. Thus, like this, also the throne of Shamayim, the throne of heaven, was shaken. If one dare say such a thing, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, propped it up. And wherewith did Ha'el, did Elohim, prop it up? with mercy. Hence, here it is said, the world is built on mercy. The world is built on mercy. And so David said, in the words of Psalm 136:5, to him that by wisdom built the heavens, le ose hashamayim biyatavuna, le ose hashamayim biyatavuna, to him that by wisdom, tabuna, understanding, intelligence, tabuna, to him that by wisdom made the heavens, le ose hashamayim biya tabuna. On what then do hashamayim, the shamayim, the heavens stand? On mercy. As the verse concludes, for his mercy is for the world. For his mercy is for the world. Ki le'olam hasado. For his mercy is for the world. For his mercy endureth forever. For his mercy is for the world. Ki le'olam hasado. And again in the words of Psalm 136, the next verse, verse 6, to him that spread forth the earth above the waters, to him that spread forth the earth above the waters, li roka'a ha'aretza al hamayim, to him that spread forth the earth above the waters, li roka'a Ha'aret al Hamayim. Why this Baraka? Why this blessing? Because his mercy is for the world. For his mercy, Ki Le'olam Hasado. And this refrain runs throughout the whole mizmor, the whole psalm, the whole chant, the whole intonation. And besides all these acts of mercy, and beside all of these acts of mercy in Psalm 136, verse 25, it reads, he giveth food to all flesh. He giveth food to all flesh. Noten lechem lekol basar. Noten lechem lekol basar. He giveth food to all flesh. This verse tells you that his providing of sustenance outweighs all the other works of creation put together. Rav Eliezer taught, the necessities of life are like redemption. The necessities of life are like redemption. As redemption is miraculous, so the necessities of life are miraculous. As the necessities of life come every day, so redemption comes every day. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani taught, the necessities of life are greater than redemption. For while redemption is at the hand of an angel, as is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis 48:16, the angel who hath redeemed me from all evil, Hamalaka Hagoela Otia Mikol Ra'a, the angel, Hamalak, the angel who redeems me, Hamalak, Hagoela Oti, from all evil, Mikol Ra'a. The necessities of life depend from the hand. The necessities of life, of liberty, deep end from the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the hand of the Holy One, blessed be He. As is said even in Psalm 145 and 16, Thou, the eye, openest thy hand and satisfiest every living thing with favor. As the necessities of life come every day, so redemption comes every day. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani taught, the necessities of life are greater than redemption. For while redemption is at the hand of an angel, as is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis, Genesis 48 and 16. The angel who hath redeemed me from all evil. Hamalaka Hagoela Otia Mikol Ra'a. The angel Hamalak. The angel who redeemed me. Hamalak Hagoela Oti. From all evil, Mikol Ra'a. The necessities of life depend from the hand. The necessities of life, of liberty, deep end from the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the hand of the Holy One, blessed be He. As is said even in Psalm 145 and 16, Thou, the eye, openest thy hand and satisfiest every living thing with favor. Poteach et yadka u'amas bi'ah l'kol chay ratzon. Thou openest thy hand. Poteach et yadka and satisfiest every living thing with favor. Ua must be ah likola hai ratzon. Hence here olam chesed yibane. Hence here the world is built on mercy. Olam chesed yibane. What parable, what mashal fits the creation, the iration of the world? The mashal, the parable of a king, of a melech, of a negus, even negus neges, who had treasuries filled with good things, and who asked, to what end are these things laid up? I shall get thy servants. Give them to eat and to drink, so that they will praise me. Just so the world was waste and empty, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, rose up and created the earth and made man rule everything. Therefore, what ought we, I and I, to do? To bless and praise our Creator. Even so, Scripture says in the words of Psalm 150 and 6, let make everything that have breath praise Yahuwah, praise Jehovah. Kol ha-neshama tihalel Yah. Hallelujah. Make everything that hath breath Kol ha neshama. Kol ha neshama. Let make everything that have breath. Kol ha neshama. Praise Yah. Kol ha neshama. Tehalel Yah. Hallelujah. Praise ye Yah. Blessed be the Lord forevermore, for evermore. Amen and amen. Baruch Yahweh le'olam. Amen, we amen. Blessed be he who be who he be, for evermore. Amen and amen. Baruch Yahweh le'olam. Amen, we amen. The concluding verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Mizmor, Faith 8, Faith 8, Psalm 89. Rav Eliazar said in the name of Rav Jose ben Zimra, Amen is used in three ways. Amen is used in three ways. As an assent to truth, as an oath, and as showing acceptance. Amen is used in three ways. As an assent to truth, as an oath, and as showing acceptance. Amen, as an assent to truth, comes in the verse. Even the verse in Bereshith in Genesis 42 and 20. So shall your words be verified. So shall your words be verified. Ve'emanu divrekem. And so shall your words be verified. Ve'emanu divrekem. Amen as an oath occurs in the verse, even in Bamidbar in Numbers 5:22. And the woman shall say, Amen, Amen. Ve'amra ha'isha, Amen, Amen. And the woman shall say, Ve'amra ha'isha, Amen, Amen. Amen to show acceptance occurs in the verse from Nehemiah 8 and 6. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen. Wayainu kol ha'am, Amen, Amen. And all the people answered, Wayainu kol ha'am, Amen, Amen. When Amen is repeated, one Amen is for this world, and the other Amen is for the Olam Haba, is for the world to come. This is intimated in the words, even the words concluding today's daily psalm, Mizmor Peit 8, Peit 8, Psalm 89. Baruch Yahweh le'olam, Amen, with Amen. Blessed be Jehovah, blessed be he who be who he be, Baruch Yahweh, forevermore, le'olam, Amen, with Amen, Amen, and Amen.
Psalm 89. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, Mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant, thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations. Selah. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Thou hast a mighty arm, strong as thy hand, and high as thy right hand. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Then thou spakest in vision to thy Holy One, and saidst, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his children forsake my law, and walk not in my judgments, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgression with the rod, and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever as the moon, and as a faithful witness in heaven. Selah. But thou hast cast off and abhorred, thou hast been wroth with thine anointed, thou hast made void the covenant of thy servant, thou hast profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. Thou hast broken down all his hedges, thou hast brought his strongholds to ruin. All that pass by the way spoil him, he is a reproach to his neighbors. Thou hast set up the right hand of his adversaries, thou hast made all his enemies to rejoice. Thou hast also turned the edge of his sword, and hast not made him to stand in the battle. Thou hast made his glory to cease, and cast his throne down to the ground. The days of his youth hast thou shortened, thou hast covered him with shame. Selah. How long, Lord, wilt thou hide thyself forever? Shall thy wrath burn like fire? Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? What man is he that liveth and shall not see death? Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave? Selah. Lord, where are thy former loving kindnesses, which thou swearest unto David in thy truth? Remember, Lord, the reproach of thy servants, how I do bear in my bosom the reproach of all the mighty people, wherewith thine enemies have reproached, O Lord, wherewith they have reproached the footsteps of thine anointed. Blessed be the Lord forevermore. Amen. 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 Amen.
but it's true.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore, evermore, evermore, evermore.
And here, just right out with the Amen, the Amen vibe right here. Iki Levi, yes, I, right, all right.
Well, it's a privilege this I know now.
yes, yes, yes. Amen. Amen. That's what we've been told to say. Amen. Amen. But in the Hebrew, more correctly, it would be Amen. Also in the Royal Amharic and the Ethiopic, Amen. Amen. Now, of course, the English A, the letter A, the strange vowel. It's a strange vowel. Actually, it'll be the E-U-E-R-A, A, A. That's the way it's said in the Western, but more correctly, it'll be E-U-E-R, A-M-E-N, A-M-E-N. So the A sound is actually on the second tone, the second, you could say the second sound. Amen. But otherwise, you want to say amen. But here in today's psalm, in Psalm 89, that last little section there, let's go over it right here, a reasonment that we were actually reasoning on, then get into today's psalm and say, chant. Here is the amen with amen, the amen and amen, here. So here we go to today's daily psalm, and we go to the very last verse. If you are looking at this in the KJV, it would be verse, I think, 52. Here in the Hebrews, verse 53, the one that reads, blessed be the Lord forevermore. Amen and amen. In the Hebrew, Baruch Yahuwah le'olam. Amen ve'amen. Modern Hebrew, amen v'amen, amen v'amen. Ancient pointing, amen v'amen. Amen v'amen, amen ve'amen, amen v'amen. So here, blessed be, Baruch, blessed. Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, le'olam, forever. Now, also another interesting note, not to get into in great detail here, but to note it for the Havarim, is this idea of world. This idea of world in the Hebrew, we have the word olam. We have olam haba, olam world haba, haba to come, and the olam Hazot, the Olam Hazet, the Olam Hazot, and this world, the world to come, and this world. Also in today's psalm, a maskil, a teaching composition of Ethan the Ezrahite. He uses terminology right here concerning forever. Let's see if we can just look at the Hebrew and just to bring it out. Why I'm pointing to it is because when we hear the phrase, for God so loved the world, could also be Hebraically interpreted as for God, for the power, Ha'elohim, so love forever, or he has forever love. For the power, the source, the true good, the true God has forever love. So this word that's sometimes translated in English as world also is translated as forever. So that's a kind of a companion point right here. As we have in the first verse, I will sing of the mercies of Jehovah forever. Chasdei Yahuwah olam, ashira, ashira, ashira. I will sing a shir, a song. Ashira, ashira. Chasdei Yahuwah olam, ashira. Brought out as I will sing of the mercies of he who he be, chasidei. Chasidei is a conjunctive. We have chesed, mercy, loving kindness. Chesed, one of the attributes, the 13 revealed attributes of he who he be. This is why the true meaning of Yahweh, be he who be who he be, he who becomes who he becomes. And then he revealed those attributes to Moshe Rabbeinu. Here, Chasdei Yahuwah, the mercies of he who be who he be, olam. Literally, it's the word for world. But in the context here, it's forever. Because as we get to the root of the alam, and alam has a hidden aspect. as far as time, speaking of time, is to an indefinite time. Forever is an indefinite time. Not in the Western Gentile sense of forever, forever, ever, ever, ever. You know, that sense really don't make sense in the Hebrew, but bringing out the Hebrew sense, olam, for the world, for ever, in the sense of for time indefinite. Chaste Yahuwah olam ashira. Now, if this was translated as elsewhere, it would read something like the mercies of Jehovah world, I will sing. It even makes some sense there as well. But I'm just zooming in on the word olam because we hear people in the translation say, for God so loved the world, as though his love was for the world, instead of his love being for Yisrael and the patriarchs and matriarchs of Israel, because they accepted the yoke, the discipline, as the Moshiach, Yeshua says, take my yoke, take my discipline. The Bnei Yisrael accepted the yoke of Torah, the yoke of his direction, instruction, the discipline of his direction, instruction. And then we also find this again in the next verse where it says, for I said, forever is mercy built. Ki amarti, ki for amarti, I have said olam, chesed yibaneh. Olam chesed yibaneh. Forever is mercy built. Olam, forever a world. Chesed, mercy, loving kindness. Yibaneh is built or will be built. So I just zoom in on that right there, because here in the benediction of today's psalm, the closing doxology, a doxology, like orthodoxa. Doxa means like opinion of thinking, praise from the Koine Greek. So orthodoxa is like the straight thinking or right thinking in that sense. A doxology is something that is said as a baraka, as a blessing. So the closing doxology, Baruch Yahuwah le'olam, amen v'amen. Blessed be he who be who he be, le'olam, forever, amen and amen. So here, let's bring this out right here. Here in the Midrash, the study, right, it said, blessed be the Lord forevermore, amen and amen, going to Psalm 89, verse 52. And Rav Eliezer said in the name of Rav Jose ben Zimra, he said that the amen, the wisdom of the ancient sages, the amen is used in three ways, amen, Hebraically. Three ways, as an assent to truth. So some truth that is spoken, amen. Now, when we get to the root of amen, the aleph, the mim, and the nun, we have amenet, aman. It's a verb. Like in Amharic, if I say amnalo, that could be translated as I believe, I admit as truth. More literally, bringing out the Amharic sense, I admit as truth. I'm admitting as true. I'm admitting to it as true. I don't know if it's true, but I admit to it as truth. Amnalo. Amen. Alo. Amen. Alo. Amnalo. From the Amenet root. But here, to what Rav Eliezer said in the Shem of Rav Jose ben Zimra, Amen is used in three ways. Also note the fingerprint of he who be who he be, the trinity of the Hebrew trinity, the holy trinity, the three ways. One, as an assent to truth, as an assent to emet, right? As an oath, and as showing acceptance. Amen, as an assent to truth. It occurs in the verse that we have in Genesis and Bereshit, Genesis 42 and 20, where it says, so shall your words be verified. So the sense of verity, amen, amen, I say to you, Robeinu, I and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi Shuha Moshiach, in many of the areas where he said, like, verily, verily, amen, amen. And then we have in Revelation chapter 3, verse 14, that a name of Moshiach, of Yeshua, is the amen, is the amen. I know people will sometimes go to ancient Mitzrayim and say, oh, look, we have statues and wall paintings and carving. Yes, but the language was longer than that because in the beginning was the word. So different people figured from the common roots different ideas in different ways. But here, Hebraically, amen, is an ascent to truth that occurs even in the words in Genesis 42 and 20. So shall your words be verified, be amen. In other words, amen as an oath, it occurs in the verse of Numbers by Midbar where the woman shall say, amen, amen, I admit as truth, it's true, I admit as true, true and faithful it is. In fact, in Revelation, the Chazon of Yohanan, the vision of John and Yohannes Rai, in Revelation 3:14, it says, the true and the faithful witness, he is the amen, the true and the faithful witness, bringing out the Hebraic, the sense of the meaning. So the woman in Numbers 5 and 22, she shall say, amen, amen, that she has testified and she has testified the truth. Amen, to show acceptance, it occurs in the verse from Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 6. And all the people answered, amen, amen. True, faithful, true and faithful it is. So when amen is repeated, here from the notes from Psalm 89, right here, the Midrash notes, when amen is repeated as we have in today's psalm, amen, wa-amen, amen, wa-amen, amen, wi-amen. One is the amen for this world, and the other amen is for the world to come. So one amen for olam hazot, this world, and one for olam haba, the world to come. This is intimated by the words we have right here in the fulfillment of the 89th Psalm. Baruch Yahuwah le'olam. Amen. We amen. Now let's go on a little bit more, how much time we have right here. Hopefully we pick up on this even more in this Shabua right here. Right, and referring to a reference book, one of the best that we found. This book is called To Pray as a Jew, Guide to the Prayer Book and the Synagogue Service by Chaim Halevi Donen, right, by a rabbi named Chaim Halevi Donen. And from our years of reading and researching and, you know, growing up in the knowledge of it, I get to recognize that his compilation right here is one of the best, getting straight to the point and bringing out things that, you know, you find a book or you find some writing and it has everything right there, a lot of things that it took you going here and there to kind of piece it together. So I share this one right here, a little bit more on the amen, a little bit more on the amen. So here in chapter 11, there's responses and prayer. And it's speaking of the amen, the amen. The Hebrew word amen has entered almost every language in the world and is today one of the most universally known words. Now, as we mentioned earlier, the Afro-Shemitic, the Ethiopic amen, amen is one and the same with the Hebrew, even in the pointed manuscripts, amen. The European Jews, Ashkenazi, they have another mother tongue, different mother, other mother tongue. They pronounce it as Almain, Almain, Almain. Instead of Ah, it's Almain. You know that in Christianity, the Western Gentile, well, they say Amen, Amen. And the Sephardi Yehudi, the Spanish Jews from ancient times, they say it as we say it, Amen, amen. So the proper Hebraic pronunciation is amen, but it has gone into many different languages, right? It is also one of the most ancient And originating in HaTorah, we have it here, point of reference in the Torah as a response of affirmation. Now, I know one's the ones who go back and talk about the so-called amen. First of all, in ancient Egypt, you're going to have to tell me exactly how do you think that word is said? Because we have various words that come from this Trinity root. The Trinity root in the Shemitic languages, words have three letters that compose the most ancient roots. And the words appear as verbs as well as nouns and give various different pronunciations to different formations based on patterns. So it's like, how can I say, it's like somebody has something called a caller, but in their language they don't have calling, called, I call, you know what I mean, the different verb forms of it. They just have one form of it. This is what we find in ancient Egypt. So it points to, remember, the Mitzrayim from Ham, from Ham, from Noah, according to the Hebrew testimony. So it's a shared roots. But here, in Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 16 to 26, we find a series of pronouncements by the Levim, the Levites, to which the people responded, Amen. The book of Chronicles, right, 1 Chronicles 16:35, clearly indicates that in the time of King David, Dawit HaMelech Negus Dawit, the second king, he was the second king of Israel, or the second Messiah, so to speak, of Israel, anointed king of Israel, roughly around 1000 BCE, the people responded with Amen upon hearing HaBraka, upon hearing the Baraka, the blessing. So when he heard the blessing said, blessed be Jehovah, the power of Israel from now and to all eternity. When they heard that Baraka right there, the blessed be he who be who he be, they responded in the time of Dawit by saying Amen. And we link the Amen in that sense hebraically to the expression in the Royal Amharic, Aminalo. Amen, alo. Admitting, alo. I admit as almost like a conjunction, I mean, constructive, the two parts, Amen, the root of admitting, right, or accepting as true, alo, I. So I admit as truth, amen, alo, bringing out the sense of admittance. And this word is also connected with the word for faith. Like in the Royal Amharic, we have imnet, right? In the Hebrew, we have emuna. Also in the Ethiopic, we have haimanot, amenot, emuna. So we have this in various different forms, both here as an affirmation to truth, as an acceptance of a baraka, so said. Now, the diligent reader and student, fellow Haberim, who seeks to find Amen elsewhere in the Bible, should also refer, as we mentioned, to Numbers chapter 5, verse 22, to Kings, 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 36, to Psalms chapter 41, verse 14, to Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 5, and chapter 28, verse 6, to Nehemiah chapter 5, verse 13, some other interesting Amen expressions. Now, in the Sephardic Hebrew, the Spanish-speaking Jew, Mediterranean Yehudi, the A in Amen is pronounced as an ah, as an ah. In the English, it's pronounced as an A, but in the Hebrew, Sephardic, as an ah. The Ashkenazi, the Eastern European Gomorite Yehudi, they pronounce it as an aw. The accent in both cases is on the second syllable, amen, amen. When a person says the word amen, he or she indicates their endorsement of the debarim, the kalos, the word sound, that he has just heard, and affirms his or her admittance in the truth, the emet, the ilnet, of what has been said. He acknowledges his identification with the prayer or the braka, the blessing. as though he himself had said it, where Amen follows a petitionary bracha or a prayer of supplication, it also carries the meaning of so may it be, so let it be. So for petitionary, when you're petitioning, begging, beseeching, asking, or if it's a prayer of supplication, you're supplicating or interceding, the Amen in that sense would be like, so be it. And that's interesting because in the Amharic, we have another term, Yehun. Yehun, as in name, Yekuno Amlak, but Yehun means let it be, Yehun. So that brings us that sense of Amen. I admit it's true, true and faithful, so be it. May it be so. May it be so. Looking at the time right here, 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 going to pick up on this a little bit more. There's some interesting traditional rules and applications to the Amen, and many of them we find applicable for I and I and I and I. But here, 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 brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, looking at the time that we have right here on the board, really don't want to get into anything too much, too enough more right here, here, here. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, 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 and riding forward, forward, forward to T to T, just testifying right here and riding forward, forward, forward. Let's share this right here that we already played the Amen tune, didn't we? Didn't we do it? Yes, we did do it. Yes, I. Well, right here, 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 testify Tuesday more on the Amen. Yes, I. Yay and Amen.
Let Jah be praised. The Daniel on. Let Jah be praised. The goose and the God. Let Jah be praised. You better let him be praised. Let him be praised. You better let him be praised. I said let him be praised. Oh, lightning. Earthquake.
So be it, child, be praised. That's God, God, for I.